You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Monday afternoon, and I am back from Bovina, New York, where I spent a lovely week in the Catskills. So the most interesting thing in tech is the confluence of stories around Amazon today. First off, it's Prime Day, an arbitrary, slightly weird, manufactured day on which Amazon sells lots of stuff at a discount. We actually have all kinds of guides on Wired about the best stuff to buy on Prime Day. It's a weird thing, but it exists, and Amazon sells a lot of stuff. Also, concurrently, there are strikes. Workers frustrated with the conditions in the factories at Amazon, with the low wages. There's been a lot of labor unrest at Amazon over the last couple of years, and it's been building up. So that raises the interesting question, which is, wait, Amazon is this ruthless, relentless, completely optimized, highly intelligent company with very little tolerance for dissent. Does all the worker unrest mean they're just going to fire everybody and replace them with robots and have ever more efficient Prime Days with ever more great deals? And the answer is no. And this is the most interesting thing in tech. It's a story from my colleague Matt Simon today. And it's about the way Amazon warehouses are set up. And I think it's a pretty good description of how robotics will work in the near future, which is that it's not robots replacing humans. It's systems becoming more efficient through the interactions with robots and humans. So humans will scan packages, give them to robots who will carry them to chutes, that will drop them down in chutes, then humans will handle them after that. If something breaks, a human will have to figure out what to do with the package. Robots aren't good with dexterity picking up something like this, so actually the humans will do well with big piles of packages. Basically, the factories are optimized for some robots and some humans. The humans doing the things that they're good at, the robots doing the things that they're good at, which in one way protects workers. Because you couldn't just get rid of all the people and replace them with robots. There's actually a lot of interaction between the two. So sometimes we think about a future in which machines replace humans, and actually, in a lot of ways, it's a future in which machines and humans, I hope, work ever better together. All right, see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.